Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Carol McCracken, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our Lenten series following Jesus as He takes His journey to the cross. Join us as we follow Jesus doing what He was born to do to save us all. Today's Bible verse is John 19:2. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on His head. Have you ever done those mock trial exercises in school? Those were the coolest things to me. All of us students had a role like a lawyer, judge, eyewitness, jury. We get a grade based on how we presented our case and had done our research. Sometimes we had to convince the judge. Occasionally a jury was involved. It was a lot of work, but it really got us into the roles. But it obviously wasn't real. There was no legal authority in our various scenarios. As you've heard, if you've been following our series in the last few episodes, Jesus was basically enduring the same thing. Jesus was theoretically tried before the Sanhedrin, Pontius Pilate, and Herod. No one would claim legal authority and kept passing Jesus along until He was finally condemned. Imagine the Son of God had been condemned to die a criminal's death. Yet it was all part of the plan. Don't for even a second imagine that Jesus couldn't have called down a heavenly battalion of angels to save Him. There were accounts of Jesus' own signs and wonders throughout the Gospels, His own power. But Jesus was obedient to His heavenly Father, even to the point of death. He suffered pain to His human body. And now He was condemned. Roman soldiers were going to try and humiliate Jesus further. Expectations were that the Messiah would be a political hero and save the Jews from the Roman oppressors. Yet Scripture tells us the Roman soldiers, the current oppressors of the Jewish people, took an already flogged Jesus and twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on Jesus' head. Three of the Gospels have this account. The Roman soldiers were mocking Jesus as King of the Jews. They put some kind of purple cloth on Him to mock His kingly robes. They mocked the salute of "Hail Caesar" and called, "Hail to the King of the Jews." They slapped Jesus in the face. It's hard to think of Jesus being treated in this manner. In John MacArthur's commentary, he says this, "They called together the whole Roman cohort, 600 soldiers, inviting their comrades to join in the sadistic charade. In order to give Him the appearance of royalty, they dressed Him up in purple." He continues with, "After twisting a crown of sharp thorns intended to imitate the golden laurel wreath worn by Caesar, they put it on His head with crushing force, lacerating His skull and causing blood to flow down His brow and into His face." Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary defines Jesus' crown of thorns like this: a mock symbol of authority fashioned by the Roman soldiers and placed on Jesus' head shortly before His crucifixion. Crowns were symbols of honor and authority in the Greek and Roman worlds. Jesus' crown of thorns was probably meant to make Him an object of mockery and ridicule. "Hail, King of the Jews," they scoffed as they engaged in their cruel and brutal sport. But Jesus' love was so strong that He patiently endured this mockery to accomplish His mission on earth, it states. So Jesus was born to die. He was born to die for us and endure a criminal's death. He'd be crucified on a Roman cross. Think of it this way. Our Savior was punished when He committed no crime. He was being mocked as king. Yet Jesus allowed it. He knew what He had to do. Jesus wore the crown of thorns. Jesus understands being condemned. Jesus understands being mocked. Jesus understands being falsely accused because He lived it. even though he didn't deserve it. Have you ever felt like you were wearing a symbolic crown of thorns? I'd venture to guess that most of us have. I suspect some of us wear one because of the consequences of sin or bad choices. We live in a broken world right now, and there's divorce, addiction, diseases, racism, political agendas, and you name your own thing. But you know what? Jesus died for those consequences of our sins because God loves us so much that he gave his only son for us, whom he loved. Jesus was the only one who could wear that crown of thorns because he didn't deserve it. He didn't earn it, but he willingly endured the wearing of it for you and me and for all of us who have faith in him and what he did for us. The Roman soldiers dared to mock Jesus with a crown of thorns. The theologian Spurgeon leaves us with this thought to consider. Oh, that we were half as inventive in devising honor for our king as these soldiers were in planning dishonor. Let us offer to Christ the real homage that these men pretended to offer him. Let's pray. Dear Lord in heaven, you endured mockery for us. You allowed your human body to be beaten, slapped, and it came away bloody. You knew all of the pain and all of the suffering that we can't even begin to comprehend. Yet you did it for us. You didn't have to. You knew that you were born to it, and you were obedient to your Father's will. If only we could do the same. Yet, Lord, we have you and what you did for us. Help us each day to know how much you truly love us and what you did for us so that we could live this life. And Lord, may it be that we honor you. In your gracious name, we pray. Amen.
You're fearfully and wonderfully made. God looks at your heart, not your gene size. Do you know the verses, yet still stress over your body? Oh, I get it. I was raised in church, but I struggled with food, eating disorders, and my body for decades. I'm Heather Creekmore, host of the Compared to You podcast, where we talk about all things body image and comparison from a biblical perspective. We get real about the pressure to focus on appearance in a culture where looks seem to matter most. Whether you're wrestling wrinkles or battling the scale, Compared to You is the show for you. You'll laugh a little and be encouraged a lot. If you're ready to stop comparing and start living, visit lifeaudio.com to listen and subscribe.